Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Interesting day so far. You know, we talked a little bit about the Guardians earlier in the show and how they're playing and how great that is. The other big story of the day, and by the way, there's been a bunch of stories that have happened during the show today. One, obviously, was the quarterbacks talking today. Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco both speaking. We'll talk a little bit more about what they had to say. Hulk Hogan passed away. The news broke during our show. And then one more. Dan, you are the bearer of bad news today, man. You're not making life fun at all. Chuck Mangione, the flugelhorn aficionado, maybe the greatest of all time in our lifetime, I guess, also passed away today.
Name one other flugelhorn player.
I don't know. Do you? Can you?
No.
I can't either. So, okay, good.
It's just a variation of the trumpet.
I always thought it was interesting that as his career took off, King of the Hill. Like, for those of you that don't really know much a whole lot about him, I'll always remember him like the Megalomart, and they used him on King of the Hill. It was kind of fun, and they would play Feel So Good, right?
There it is.
They'd play it all the time on the show. So, and he was a regular voice on King of the Hill too, but obviously well known for his days playing the flugelhorn. And this song, you know, how often we heard this? How many elevators have you heard this?
It was the hit.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates that.
Okay. Probably my second favorite song without lyrics next to YYZ, clearly. The Great Rush Tune. The only song I can actually sing, YYZ. Jeff could too. If I gave you all the lyrics, you think you can remember it?
I mean.
Inside Rush jokes right here on Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So we did hear from both those quarterbacks. I want to give you a little bit more of what we thought, but I also want to give you the opportunity to talk about what you heard from the quarterbacks and what we've been talking about as far as the situation that is coming up. 216-474-0092. Dan comes alive. He is in Frampton. Hi, Dan. How are you? Dan, are you there?
Hi, Dan.
Dan? We gave you a shot. Dan, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give you a second chance.
I don't know that there is a town called Frampton.
I don't know that there is either. Can you think of anything close
to that? I think Anthony screwed that up.
Okay. Well, wait. Let's try this again. Hey, let's go to Dan. Dan, are you there? Nope. Man, I'm striking out. Not a good segment so far. Jerry is in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, Jer. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself? This is actually Dan from Grafton, not Frampton.
Oh, this is Dan. Okay, so somehow or another, the names got mixed up on the line. All right, so go ahead. So it is Dan.
Anthony really screwed that one up.
Yeah,
nice
I don't know.
Nice job, Anthony.
Oh, wow. I'm very sorry. That was really bad.
So wait, let me get this.
Hi, Dan from Grafton.
Dan from Grafton is now
on the line. Fine correctional institutions.
So does that mean Jerry from Cleveland is on line too then?
Just go ahead, Dan.
Dan, what do you got?
My question is, I got two of them, actually.
Sure.
You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been rolling out, you know, has-beens and, you know, older, washed-up quarterbacks here recently. And they've been, you know, winning enough games to possibly get into the playoffs, but then they get bounced out in the first round. Why would we want to do the same thing with Joe Flacco and or Kenny Pickett?
Well, I'll tell you this, because it's been such a great storied history of our franchise making it to the playoffs. And I may have actually sat next to you at that home playoff game because it was so sweet. And I just really enjoyed it. We have sucked, man. Let's get there and then let's worry about the little things. And the Steelers have 6 Super Bowl rings. We have none. Like, let's strive for at least one. And I'm not going to sit here and worry about the fact whether, you know, they're young, they're old, whatever. Let's get there and try to get one. Now, I can't complain about things that we...
So Andy, you would go to a big, you know, try to test drive a Bugatti Veyron, knowing that you can never buy it, just to test drive it? Congratulations.
Yeah, that's not true. I just don't care about the car. I'd be happy with my Ford, because that's the kind of guy I am, man.
Here's the thought, though.
Yeah.
Dan, I think you're in agreement with me.
I can't, like, these people that think
it's this.
Here you go. Like, we can't be satisfied with one.
What makes you think Joe Flacco is going to be the winning quarterback of the team? That's
what
the
makes
thing
you think
me.
Any of these four guys are going to be
not.
The winner?
So if I'm going to lose games, I don't want to do it with a 40-year-old quarterback.
Here is the one thing I will die on, and I will say this 1,000 times over. For as bad as our team and our franchise has been, I 100% like believe this to my core, that locker room in Berea has never been better since maybe the Bernie days than when Joe was there.
And that locker room has changed
a little bit. He talked about it. No, he talked about it. Some of that locker room's still there.
Yes,
he gets it, but he understands what it takes to be in a winning locker room. Well, tell me anybody else. Give me
Kenny
more.
Kenny Pickett.
Okay. Well, come on. But Kenny what
won
did
a
Kenny
Super
do
Bowl last year?
And I don't want to belittle Kenny because he could be the starting quarterback. And if he can help us win a Super Bowl, I'm all in. But give Flacco a little credit here. Can we stop bashing him?
We're not bashing him.
No, it's the, he's too old. He had too many turnovers in there. He had a great five-game stretch here.
And
blah, blah, blah.
Super Bowl and the 40-year-old quarterback who hasn't done anything in 5 years.
Jeff,
you just said it, Andy.
Well, I'm saying that we...
You just said it.
I'm talking about the Steelers winning 6 Super Bowls.
And you said, can't we have a chance to win big?
Can we have a chance?
But not with him.
So you're saying it's over. If they let Flacco start the beginning of the season, no chance they can't win. Forget about it.
Can't win a Super Bowl? No, but they're not going to win a Super Bowl with anybody.
Absolutely. You'll buy steak dinners for everybody here if they win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. If they don't.
All right. I don't even realize who this is. Is this Dan in Fran? Who is this? Who is on the line?
This would be Jerry.
I don't know how you know that, but okay.
Jerry.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I just wanted to say, at best, Flacco would be, you're hoping he would be average. You know,
agree, Jerry.
Jacoby Brissett. He might give you that. I would rather go with one of the younger guys
and lose. You're good with that.
Well, you lose with Flacco, but I'd rather go with one of the younger guys because you guys seem to think these quarterbacks we get are going to control everything. It's about fit, you know. I believe that if we got Lamar Jackson at the time, you know, when he came, I don't think he'd have been as good as he was because people try and put a round peg into a square hole or a square peg into a round hole.
Either way.
And it's all about fit. And there's a reason they decided to get Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett's great, but I think they believe he fits the style that can work for them. So maybe he can be the Brock Purdy of the Cleveland Browns. And as far
but wait, does that mean so? But can he help us win 6? Because we're not. It's not good enough to just to be able to make it to the playoffs or win one Super Bowl. We have to have a quarterback that's going to be here for 7 years, which hasn't happened, right? We have to have a quarterback that can win multiple Super Bowls. We haven't won one. We haven't had a home playoff game. Since I was in elementary school or college.
You guys tend to put so much on the quarterback. There are 22 players on the team.
I agree with you.
You're being delusional now, guys. Take a look around the league. Teams without quarterbacks don't win. Teams without quarterbacks don't win, Jerry.
Teams without defenses don't win either, Jeff. I mean,
we're not going to get
Let's go with that.
Mahomes. You know, I don't care who you bring in. You're not going to get Patrick Mahomes.
And, which you could have, by the way, but you didn't draft him.
Yeah, and then you hurt my feelings once when you talked about the players we could have had in basketball.
I'm sorry,
there
Jerry.
There you go. Thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, thank you. All right. Let me ask, can I check first, is this actually Jack in Macedonia? Jack, is this you?
Yes, it is.
All right, good. All right.
Good
now
to
we're
have
back
you
on
with
track.
Us, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Pardon how are you? Nordonia. Jack.
Yeah. What's that?
It's Macedonia. Nordonia is a school district.
Yeah, I know. He's the pride. Jack probably went to Nordonia or his kids did.
Jack, where'd you go to school?
No, I went to Parma.
Oh!
And where'd your kids go to school?
Walsh.
Oh, very nice.
Double. Man, Jeff keeps his rejection. It's like LeBron winning a championship. Keep going. What do you got, Jack?
I just had a quick thought. You're talking about the quarterback race and everything and the four quarterbacks. Is it possible that it's two different races, one for first for starter between Pickens and Flacco, and the loser's out? They cut the loser. And then the other two are battling for second and third string quarterback.
I believe that. I have no problem believing that. Jeff?
Takes that four – people talking about the four quarterbacks, it's really only three spots up between, two races.
Jack, it's as good a theory as any. That's all we have right
but
now.
But, Jack, that would leave us with how many quarterbacks to start the season? Three or four?
Three. They'd keep
three.
One of them.
That's
three
and a half.
Yep.
Three
and a half of the guy on IR. Good point. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate you. Let's go. One more here. Tom in Los Angeles.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I want Flacco, and the reason being is, you're right. I mean, the guy's older. He's got the smarts. He probably doesn't have, you know, well, of course he doesn't have the same skill as he did 5-10 years ago. But how many of these quarterbacks that have come in as rookies, they threw him into the fire, and it just really screwed with their confidence. Look at Justin Fields in Chicago, right? I mean, the guy just had a real bad go of it. You know, and some of the other rookies, I don't want to bring up Couch, of course, but, you know, he got thrown into what, in 0-16 team for 2 years in a row.
Tim got put in a bad spot. DeShone Kizer put in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Odie Kessler put in a bad spot. I mean,
Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, right. We've done it a lot recently, Tom.
Yeah, so I think we have the talent with the young guys, but they need to learn. If they go in there and they get their head all screwed up, knowing they're going to get lit up and, you know, they're failing, you know, throwing picks and stuff, you know, to come back around to rebuild that confidence is tough, right? Especially on a team that really is not supposed to even break even this year.
That's true.
So I go with Flacco. Flacco teaches them the ropes. They learn the game. And I think the Browns could still be okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. It's funny. Flacco actually talked about some of that. Let's come back. We'll keep talking about this. We'll give you a chance to hear some of the cuts, too, from what these guys had to say earlier. 216-474-0092.